Thank you for calling Morell International. You may dial your extension at any time. For Sherilyn in accounting, dial 301. For Jeff Johnson, dial 315. For Andy Coulter, dial 312. For the operator, dial 0.
Please hold a moment.
Hi, is Dustin there?
He doesn't work here.
Okay, well, maybe you can point me into the right direction. It looks like I'm working off some old information here. Who would be in charge of the finances, for instance, like an office manager, CFO, controller, or anything like that?
For which company?
Looks like it's for, is it Niche Snowboards? Or Niche, is it?
Yeah, that person is not in right now.
Okay, well, I'm actually calling from the Cardiff. That's C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank Frank. I'm actually calling about some financing the company did with, it looks like, TransFac. Looks like for some capital, earlier last year. By any chance, maybe do they have an email? Maybe I can just shoot them a quick email to get...
I'm her colleague. I'm sitting here, too. We did engage with TransFac a little bit.
Okay. No problem. So would you be the one that would be in charge for the financing?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, so, we actually went down the path. We actually never did business with TransFac.
Oh, okay. No problem. It just shows you updating. It just updates here. It's basically, just shows me all that information here.
Cool.
But it looks like just from some of the previous history that you've had, just the business was actually pre-approved, and we actually sent out a finance offer by mail about 2 to 2.5 weeks ago. Like I said, yeah, it looks like we approved you for equipment financing, working capital for up to $250,000. And I just wanted to circle back.
What do you guys do? Are you guys a factoring company as well, or no?
We are a bank that supplements for equipment financing and working capital, and then based on your guys' history, I mean, we pre-approved you guys for $250,000. So I was just really calling to see what you guys got in the pipelines and where you guys might need some financing.
Yeah, so let me tell you our situation.
What a timely phone call, sir.
This is why it's a very normal model for our industry, but. So basically, we have sales, we make snowboards, we're somewhat seasonal. So we put our order, our production order, and collect our sales orders at the beginning of the year. So all of our sales orders were turned in by April of 2016.
Okay.
And right now, we're engaging with the manufacturer and producing our boards.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we'll have to pay for our boards, which is like $160,000.
Okay.
Probably, let's just say, by July 1st.
Yeah.
Okay.
The boards don't get delivered. We have a few delivery dates, but they don't get to, our products will be sent at the end of August and the end of September.
Okay, so I pretty much did call at a perfect time. So it sounds like you guys would be looking more for, working capital, definitely, just to kind of get you guys some more cash flow and be able to, supplement any of those, those orders that you're talking about. Now, yeah. Go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, no, all of the boards, all the stuff we ordered is pre-sold. So, and obviously that's well more than covers the cash it takes to produce those boards. We just don't have the cash flow to pay to produce it right now.
We're trying to work better. We're trying to take advantage of credit lines and stuff.
Yeah.
We haven't done that in the past, and we think that's silly,
Yeah, and the thing with that, even with using that credit line, I mean, it's only going to last you for so long, and then you're not going to really have any more to fall back on. I mean, let me ask, I know you said it's about $160,000, just for, is that what I'm understanding correctly, that to supplement your guys' orders, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you guys need for sure. How much are you guys, how much do you guys want initially?
Well, the last time we talked to someone was, we said, 200, I think.
Okay.
We do have some great plans of, we have a big account. I don't know if you're familiar with the retailer REI.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, okay. I'm familiar with that.
REI
is a camping company.
Yeah, so they make recreation. Yeah. They're a new account. We've been engaged. We've been courting them for about 4 years. And
okay.
So there's some, you know, there's some marketing and digital marketing and some other activities that we are planning to do that, of course, have some expense around there.
Okay. So $200,000 is definitely what you guys want, is what you guys are looking for. Now, if I can ask you, I mean, what do you guys' sales look like right now? Like, how much do you, what do you guys say gross-wise you guys would be on sales?
I can tell you right now. It is... We have about $230,000. That's the gross of all of our pre-sold boards that we're selling.
Okay, so that's how much you guys are going to make initially, $230,000.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that doesn't. We also have some inventory.
We also sell direct.
We also sell direct, so that doesn't have anything to do. We have some overstock and some boards we already purchased of the boards, our 16-17 model, sitting here that we'll sell direct, and those are, like, obviously the biggest margins.
So okay.
Like another, you know, like $60,000 in direct sales.
Okay, so year to date right now, what would you guys say that your guys' last year you guys would gross from that last year?
Oh yeah, I could get all those numbers for you. So fiscal 2015.
Okay.
Always need to look at it that way because we are seasonal.
Yeah, way absolutely.
2015, I think we were about 340. But we've grown significantly this year.
Okay, so $340,000 is what you guys have. Okay, that's as long as you mean years are growing, that's also a good thing. But you know, a $230,000 profit from just that's a big jump for you guys too. So that's definitely something you guys need to supplement as well. Okay,
exactly.
And I mean, how long have you guys been considering, you know, a loan or anything like that?
Well, we're like in a very interesting place. Not only so we're looking for a loan, working capital or whatnot. We're also the two of us girls that you're speaking to. We're minority owners in this company, and we've also been looking at other options to buy out that third person. I mean, he's great. Don't get me wrong, and he's been with us since we started the company back in 2009. But we've been talking to some like private equity and some other venture capitalists that are interested in also investing in the company.
Okay.
We're kind of looking at lots of opportunities and options right now.
Absolutely. So now, I never really quite got your guys' name to start with. I would like to, you know.
Yeah. So it was interesting to me that you had the name Dustin because he hasn't been with us for a long time.
Yeah, looks like that was the name I had on here.
Okay, yeah. He was in the early days involved with us.
But no longer.
But he left the company in 2013. So, my name is Kirsten Coulter, and my colleague is Anna Van Pelt.
Okay, so you say Kirsten or Kirsten?
Yeah, it's Kirsten, K-I-R-S-T-E-N.
Okay, and then what was the colleague's name again, one more time?
Anna, A-N-A, Anna Van Pelt.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do for you guys. I'm actually going to get you guys as someone who's more experienced to be able to get you guys more information to be able to, you know, get this for you. Because I know you guys are saying that you guys ideally would like it around July 1st.
To be honest, our manufacturer, we've always been with this one manufacturer our entire business existence, and they closed last year. So we had a bunch of new manufacturers, and we have lots of options, but we settled with a new one, and they've been fantastic. They produce snowboards for some other really large brands.
Okay.
And so we actually, while you called, we're literally, like, booking our airplane tickets because we have to do some of the proofing, like, for graphics and stuff in person.
Absolutely. So, yeah.
Setting up the production cycle. So they've been great. I mean, in the past, we usually, with other manufacturers, would have to provide a down payment for these boards that they're going to deliver in August and September, like back in like March, April. But they've been really great with our timeline.
Well, so as long as we can see, we can try, you know, supplement that and take some stress off of you guys as well so we can, you know, get this for you. I mean, since it sounds like you guys are really busy. But like I said, let me go and see if I can get my, my senior rep over here so they can get you, you know, help you a little bit more with this and getting this, you know, funded for you guys, or, you know, try to get this approved for you guys, ideally. So do you guys mind if you guys can wait about 1 minute so I can get someone on the line?
Yeah, go for it.
Thank you.
Hi, Kirsten? Hello? Hello, Kirsten, are you there?
Oh, hold on 1 second.
Oh, okay, sure.
I apologize, I had to run to the other room.
No worries, we were quicker than we thought.
I know, you were quick. I'm here.
Oh, okay, all right, Kirsten, my name is Sam. I'm, you know, helping Darren out. He's pretty new here.
Hi, Sam.
Hello, how's your day going?
It's great, how are you doing?
Doing well, doing well. Darren tells me that you guys are looking for something relatively soon. Is that the case?
We are. So we are Niche Snowboards. So we produce, manufacture snowboards. Our manufacturer is in Austria. So
okay.
Basically the way our cycle works is we have, we do all of our sales and book all of our, you know, pre-books at the beginning of the year. So we have sales, everything came in April, and then they'll be producing our boards here right now, actually. We were literally booking our tickets, and they'll be delivered in August and September for our retailers and our distributors. And so basically, we're going to have a down payment in July, probably, you know, kind of beginning or mid-July.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And then the remainder of the payment upon ship date, when they're shipping those over to us.
Okay. Do you know how much the down payment needs to be in July?
You know, I was telling your colleague, usually we're very structured, and we have a new manufacturer. Our manufacturer, since 2009, finally closed, and we've been vetting a bunch of new factories, and the factory we landed with is probably the best in the world.
Oh,
they
nice.
They produce a bunch of other snowboards. Companies, and they've been really, I mean, we are a smaller brand, but they've been really lenient with us. They haven't, you know, they just said kind of get us a payment, you know, when you can.
Oh, okay.
We're traveling to Austria to the actual factory at the end of July. So, like I said, traditionally, though, with snow, like moving forward, they usually want your down payment in like April and then the remainder upon shipping in August.
Okay.
This year, just because I think the new situation and we're traveling over there to meet with them, they've been lenient. So we kind of have, we're flexible on the date.
Okay, there's a little wiggle room there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And as far as like the timing goes, we can usually move pretty quickly. You know, if everything falls into place, we can get you the funds, you know, in as little as, you know, 3 to 4 days. You know, if everything works easily.
Sam, my colleague just walked back in the room. She had a phone call. This is Sam, right?
Yes, it is.
Sam joined the conversation. I was telling him, usually we're very structured on the dating of down payments and then remainder, but this year has been a little bit different just because we've engaged with a new factory and they've been really wonderful. But we will need to get a down payment to them soon. And then
sooner the better.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, they've been great, and we're traveling over there.
Okay.
Okay.
So just a couple questions to see kind of where we'll fall in. Give me a clear idea of, you know, exactly what we'll be able to do for you guys. What is a ballpark number that you'd be able to work with? I think Darren has down maybe 160, maybe 200,000. Does anywhere in between there work? What's the maybe the minimum and the maximum that you'd be able to go for?
Minimum would be about 160-ish.
Okay.
And maximum would probably be 200.
Okay, and that is all to go toward that down payment?
No. Oh, so for the down payment, we would need half of the 160 or 150.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Oh, I see. Now I got it. Okay, so maybe half of that to begin with. The remainder, once you upon delivery.
Yeah. So we need 75,000 as a down payment, and then we'll have to pay them the remaining 75 for them to ship the product.
Okay. Perfect. Now, now we're talking, because that puts us in a little, gives us some room to work here. Okay. So how long have you guys been in business?
2009, so nearly 7 years.
2009, okay. And what did you guys do for your gross annual sales last year?
For fiscal 15, it was about 340.
Okay, and is that, how are you guys trending this year? Are you looking up, down, or flat from last year?
We are, we're trending, we are looking, it depends on a few factors because we do sell direct.
Sure.
And because we're in the process of shifting a few things internally, so we're like ordering less product, but that means we're selling like last season stuff at higher margins, so it's looking upwards. So about $100,000 of boards sitting here that we'll be selling direct.
So it just depends on like who they go to and how they get there. So it's a little hard to say, but it's trending upwards, certainly.
Okay. Now, as far as, you know, the inventory that you have, how long does it take for you to turn that over?
Usually just in this season, but we overproduced a little last year.
Okay.
Just a little bit excess stuff here, which is why, so we're ordering, basically, we are, for 2016-17 products, we ordered almost exactly to the board, like, what is pre-sold, so.
Sure.
Like, you know, people can't, accounts won't be able to place reorders, and then by doing that, we can sell our last season's product at a higher margin, because there's going to be a lot of people that, you know, want certain models, but they can't get it, so they'll have to buy last season stuff, which is fine, and that's,
We sell direct, we sell to retailers, and that includes, I was telling your colleague, if you're familiar with the retail chain, REI.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
We've been supporting them for years now, and we got a significant order from them.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if we service that account correctly this season, which I know we will, we'll grow that significantly for next season.
Oh, good. That's a really good opportunity. I mean, REI is, they're major.
Because we make eco-friendly snowboards, so it just fits perfectly.
Yeah, nice. Now you guys are speaking my language. I'm from San Francisco, so I'll be eco-friendly and shoot out to Tahoe all the time. So.
Nice. Snowboard?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, Brad. Nice. Oh, that's great. What a fortuitous phone call.
Yes.
I said about REI, and that's why, you know, so like, you know, the 160 would cover our production, but so I don't know if Kristen, you told him this yet either, but so we wanted to do some, a bit of marketing with REI, like on their website and stuff, which.
Oh, okay.
Cost, but we just thought, like, this is the time and place to invest in that and with our business, because I'm sure you know how much potential an account like REI has. I mean,
oh yeah, it's outrageous. You don't want to pass that up. You don't want
REI, backcountry.com as well, and then the Vail owns a huge network of stores as well. So those are our three like key customers that we're hoping to grow this year. Yeah.
Well, let's get it. Okay, so let me ask you a question. How is the business structured? Are you guys incorporated?
We're an LLC.
LLC, okay. And
John and I are minority shareholders.
Okay, what's the rest of that ownership breakdown look like?
It's 80-20, so we're 20% ownership. Right now, we're actually, I was telling your colleague, we're kind of in a strange place, because of course we're looking for kind of a working, like either a line of credit or some working capital, but we've also been talking to lots of people in your city, like private equity firms or even VCs that are interested in this.
Product/industry.
Yeah,
because the whole reason that we even are looking to, because in the past our the one investor who owns 80%, he basically just provided us with the capital to produce our stuff, and then we would pay him back as the season moved along. So we're actually in the process of taking back majority equity ourselves. So in which case we wouldn't be taking cash from him anymore, and we're just sort of leaving the little bird's nest, and which is why we're like, okay, well, let's look into lines of credit.
There's not a timeline on this. It's just, you know, something we're personally wanting to do.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. And, you know, it makes sense if that's what your end game goal is, to kind of take over the majority ownership. You know, you want to be looking for financing where you're not giving up any equity or anything like that.
Right.
So what we have to offer definitely fits that frame. Now, how would you guys rate your personal credit? What's that look like? Is it good? Is it bad? Is it somewhere in the middle?
Both have really great credit. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And now, how about, you know, Do you currently have any type of line of credit, or are you operating without one at the time being?
We've been operating without one.
Sadly, okay. And this is why we really want to do this. Sadly, we should have been really operating this way, even though, yeah. I mean, the majority owner, he's been kind of like an angel investor. He's been silent and has just provided the capital. And unfortunately, in the past, he didn't want to. I mean, of course, we use credit cards and stuff like that.
Sure.
We have other companies we're under. So there's probably some business credit there as well. But he's never allowed us. He just always wanted to inject the cash.
Uh-huh.
So he's never allowed us really to do lines of credit or working capital.
I gotcha.
So
that's
it's good and bad, right?
Yeah, no, there's a trade-off there. There's definitely a trade-off. If you're not, we're looking at getting some capital here for the down payment. What are your other options? Is it to go back to the investor to get that down payment? Is that what you're looking at?
Well, he does have the cash. We also have some local banks here.
We really don't want to go back to him.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm getting at. I just wanted to see what we're looking at here.
There's local banks here in our community that
made us some offers
for lines of credit as well.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, do you know how large that line of credit was? Is it sufficient for the down payment and to have something left over, or?
It was about $200 as well.
Okay. Yeah, just because if you're going to put a significant chunk of it down, fair warning, you don't want to over-leverage yourself. The line of credit is a great thing to have, but you need to use it, you know, proportionately. Once you get to about the 50% mark, it gets to about a risky spot where it can start to affect you. So if you don't have to use the full line of credit and you can get some capital to stand behind it, it's always a really good option to go with.
That's a really good point. Yeah.
Yeah. And now, especially if you're able to get, you know, the working capital programs, it's unsecured cash. So, you know, no strings attached to it. You're not giving up equity. It fits exactly what you're looking for. So from the sound of this conversation, you know, it sounds like we would have some options that would make sense for you guys. And with your time frame, it's something that we can work with as well. So I think the next logical step is to just flat out get you qualified. It takes about 24 hours for us to do. We take a look at 6 months of your business bank statements and the most recent tax return that you have. From there, we can turn around and go over some hard numbers with you as early as tomorrow.
Yeah, I can get that.
Okay. Now, did Darren get an email address from you?
No.
Okay. Why don't you give me a good email address to send all that over to?
Yeah. Okay. So we'll give you both of ours. So the first one would be mine, which is Anna, A-N as in Nancy, and then A, at nichesnowboards.com. So that's N-I-C-H-E, and then snowboards, plural, .com.
Okay.
And then Kirsten's is K-I-R-S-T-E-N at nichesnowboards.com.
Okay, perfect. So what I will do is I will have Darren put together an email with the application. It's a one-page application, and then a list of what we need. So just the bank statements and then the tax return. And then from there, once you get those back into us, you know, if you get it in today, we can get you numbers tomorrow. And from there, we can go over a couple different options for you. We'll get you qualified for the largest amount and the longest term possible, and then kind of work backwards from there. You can choose how much you want to use and what term makes the most sense. Because just to give you some good feedback here, if you are looking at turning your inventory, you know, pretty soon, as I see the season's coming up for you, it would make sense to set it up on a shorter term and pay far less interest. As opposed to stretching it out where you're going to pay more. Now, there's also a couple more benefits to that. The way these programs work, our working capital programs are a renewable source of capital. So once you get 40% of the way through your initial term and we have a working relationship established, we then open you up to additional funding, refinancing at a longer term, lower rate. We just get really flexible after the relationship is established. So if it's something that you're looking for, you know, future growth and possibly taking advantage of, you know, marketing campaigns going forward, it's a great option for you.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're planning to do.
Perfect. Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to have Darren send you an email. It'll probably get there in about 10 minutes. Go ahead, take a look at it, and shoot that stuff right back to us, and we can turn around and talk some real numbers tomorrow.
That'd be great. Thanks so much for the call, you guys.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You guys are great. I'm pulling for you. Probably my favorite one of the day.
Check out our website, Sam, nichesnowboards.com.
Nichesnowboards.com. I'll be on there.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, and you guys were with Cardiff?
Yes, it's Cardiff, like Frank.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So how can we look you guys up?
So in the email that Darren is sending you, it will have a link to our website and all of our reviews as well. I would highly suggest checking it out. We take great pride in our reputation.
How long have you guys been around?
We've been around for about 14 years now, which for the industry we're in is a pretty big accomplishment. We made it through that Great Recession.
You guys specialize in certain businesses or no?
So yeah, we're strictly a business bank, so we only lend to businesses. We do a wide range. A few branches of the bank specialize in certain areas. Really, you know, working capital is one of probably our most popular program, but we also do equipment financing too. That's another specialty that we have.
Okay.
But yeah, we work with all different types of businesses.
Awesome.
Yeah, cool. As you're looking around for financing, I know it's kind of like a jungle out there, if you will. But there are a lot of different, you know, firms that do it. We're a little different because we're an actual bank. So we do have, you know, a lot more options to offer than just somebody who does just working capital or just equipment financing. So I'm fairly confident we're going to find something that makes sense for you guys and the plan that you have going forward.
Awesome. Yay. Thank you.
All right. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure talking to you. If you have any questions, Darren's email will have all of our direct contact information. You can always call. You can shoot an email. Any of them work. We'll get back to you right away.
Perfect.
All right. Did you have any questions for me before you let me go?
Not at this exact second.
Okay. Perfect. We'll send the email. If you have any, go ahead and get back with us. And like I said, as soon as you shoot that the bank statements and the tax return back, we can start working on some numbers for you.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Good luck and pleasure talking to you.
Thank you. You as well.